Stacy boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Your eyes, the print of your eyes, nobody have the same thing. Nobody have the same smile. Now there may be people that look like you. They ain't you. They're a poor copy. You're the original. God made you an original. Amen. Come on, come on. See. But there's distinctly, I said distinctly, something for you that the universe has. I said for you, a portion, an assignment, someone that you're supposed to influence. Something you're supposed to change. Something you're supposed to invent. I'm talking about you individually. Amen. Look at somebody and point up and say, you. Come on, tell them, you're the one. Not somebody else. Amen. Amen. You have it. Amen. Tell somebody, you got that it. You know, when you meet people that got that it, or... See, all of us have the it. It's just some people are letting it out. And some people are boxing it in. They're hiding it. That it makes you shine. That it'll cause you to light up a room. And I ain't talking about you got to be talking loud and saying nothing. No, it don't mean that. It don't mean that you have to be... outspoken and all that. No, it's not charisma. It's not personality. I'm not talking about that stuff. That's on another level. I'm talking about it. When it is coming out of you, you ain't got to say a word. You just show up because all the vibrations recognize it. Somebody walking in their destiny. Somebody walking in the spirit. That's why Jesus changed atmospheres. Everywhere he went, atmospheres changed. Yes. Do you know what you carry changes the earth that you walk on? Yes. But see, people ain't aware of that. Amen. They're just trudging along. Amen. You better start expecting stuff to change when you show up. Amen. You better start expecting stuff to line up. Amen. What is this foolishness? Amen. Hello? That's how God made you. Holy Spirit's prepared the way. Everything's vibrating and calling unto like frequencies. So heaven has a vibe. Amen. It's like a song. Do you know what? Originally, and science will tell you even today, stars still sing. I'm not talking about little beep, 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 little beeps and stuff. No, melodies, harmonies, beautiful songs, the stars. Could you imagine Adam waking up every morning to the stars? Because see, it never really got dark before the fall. It just, like in heaven, it'll never get dark. It just kind of paled to like a beautiful pink. And the temperature never changed. It was always perfect. But the stars sang. The trees clapped their hands. Come on. That dream that I had where I saw everything. It blew me away. Everything was working together. Everything was in a harmony. You know, the sand And we did a little study on this before. The sand, the silicon in the sand, will the sound vibrates because see that they're of the same vibration. And then when the roots, and when we talk about sand, we're talking about earth. When the roots of trees go down into the sand or into the earth, the silicon. That's why back then, and we're going to see it again when he comes and renovates and there's no more sin. But that's why he said the trees of the earth, the trees of the field will clap their hands. They made a sound, a harmony. God's creation was and still is off the chain. Amen. It's just, are we looking and not seeing? Are we hearing and not listening? Amen. So any move of God comes from his word. Words carry spiritual force, and they can transmit either faith or fear. Now let's take a little look into the quantum level again, because that's where it begins. That if we get a good understanding of that, we will be much more mindful of what we say, how we talk. Yeah, you know, one morning I was doing a confession. I was in a situation where I couldn't be very loud, you know, because I like to say it with emotion. And whenever I confess the word, I am God's child, for I'm born again of the incorrupt. And I wasn't in a place, and the Lord brought to my mind, he said, just whisper it. He said, because when your breath goes out with my word, your breath is going out. And it's creating. Whether you're loud or whether you're soft. You know, at times we can be loud. And now don't try that during praise and worship. But the pastor said, just be soft. Get loud when it's time to praise. But when you have no alternative, you can whisper it. And man, my heart got so filled. Because just saying, mixing it with faith, you know, whether loud, you know, or soft, is going out. God says it's not returning void. Amen, that's right. See, there's a law of gestation. A seed goes into the ground, it doesn't come up right away. There's a law that governs that seed. And the seed has to be taken care of. Don't dig it up. Tell somebody, don't dig up the seed. Every day you digging up the seed, seeing if it's growing. No, it ain't growing. It's dead. That seed dead. It died on you. Want to see? No, there's a law of gestation. Give it time to grow. Why? It's looking for water. The roots go down first. And once it finds water, once those roots hit water, boom. See, there are water tables in the earth. That's why you want to sow in good soil, in good ground, not in stony ground, not by the wayside, not among thorns where the weeds choke it out. Sow in good ground. Once you sow, tell somebody, go to sleep. You sowed it in good ground? It's going to find that water. You keep watering it. How do you keep watering? The water is the word. Yes. Keep speaking the word over it. Keep determined to speak the word over it. When you feel like it and when you don't feel like it, say it anyway. Amen. We're not basing things upon how we feel. We're basing things upon spiritual law. Amen. Laws that won't change. Amen. So stay with the word. If you can't say something good, don't say anything. The Lord said in the book of Leviticus, don't sow mingled seed. Don't mingle seeds. A little good, a little bad. A little positive, a little negative. Now stay your course. Everything out there that's vibrating, eventually it's going to vibrate towards you. It will manifest. It has to manifest. It has to come out of that unseen realm. Because it has to respond to your words. Listen, on every level, on the quantum level, it has to respond to your words. Your life right now is a result, ultimately a result of your words. Amen. Don't like your life? Change your words. Amen. Change your thoughts. Amen. Change your habits. Amen. It'll come to you. You won't have to go running after it. Because tell somebody, you got it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? When I say it, that it factor. Something about that person, they got that it. No, what it was about that person, they released their it. In other words, they got in touch with their authentic self. They stopped trying to be like other folk. They stopped allowing other folk to put them in a box. Talk them down. They got rid of that low self-esteem. They got rid of that past experience. They got rid of all that stuff, and they found their real self, start focusing on their lane, stop comparing themselves to other people, stop competing with the Joneses, amen, stop trying to please everybody. That person is shining. Amen. That person is unique. But tell somebody, that's just how God made you. See, people don't fear being inadequate. There's a strong pull in the world to mediocrity, to average, to conformity. What you trying to do? Who you think you are? That's why they had trouble with Jesus. They said, who you think you are? He said, I am. That's who I is. Who is you? They said, Abraham's our father. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, boy. It was on then. What? He was just telling them like it was. Wasn't nothing arrogant about it. He was saying what it was. He was shaking up the religious hierarchy. And that's what we need to do, just kill that religious spirit. Cut off the head of Python. That religious thing that chokes everything that ain't in its little box. Kill it. Look at somebody tell him, kill it. Don't pet it. Don't feed it. Don't take it home. Like my wife, she'll run out in a field to run over a snake. She'll like snakes.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.